The KCIS Ministry of the Month.
The KCIS Ministry of the Month for July, Living on the Edge with Chip Ingram. Heard weekday mornings at 11, Living on the Edge with Chip Ingram reflects his passion in helping Christians really live like Christians. As a pastor, author, and teacher for more than three decades, Chip has helped believers around the world move from spiritual spectators to healthy, authentic disciples of Jesus. Find out more about Living on the Edge at livingontheedge.org. Recently, Chip was talking about the importance of having a Sabbath for a Christian.
The church and the Sabbath is where most of the controversy comes in. This is not an issue to argue over. Let me just tell you that, but people do. For the Jewish nation, the Sabbath was a law, and it was a test, and it was a sign. For the church, which is distinct and separate from the Jewish nation, the Sabbath was a law that was fulfilled by Christ. Remember Jesus said in Matthew 5, 17, 18, I didn't come to destroy the law, not even a jot or a tittle, but to fulfill it. And he did. And so what the early church did is Jesus fulfilled the law. In fact, 2 Corinthians 3, the Apostle Paul will say, those things that were etched in stone, they're a thing of the past. They were fulfilled by Christ. And so in the early church, contrary to many Christians in our day, the Sabbath did not change from Saturday to Sunday. Sunday became the Lord's day to worship, celebrate the resurrection, but was never a substitute for the Sabbath. The ceremonial aspects of the Sabbath, things that pertain to dietary laws and special plans and festivals, were fulfilled, and the church, early church, made no attempt to continue observance of the Sabbath. Not the festivals, the dietary laws, or sacrificial offerings. And the church fathers all made it clear, Sunday is the day of worship, and the Sabbath as a law was not binding on New Testament believers. And the evidence here is Jesus rose from the dead on Sunday. Jesus appeared on Sunday, the Emmaus Road. Pentecost occurred on Sunday. The early church worshiped on Sunday. And by the way, about 80% of the early church were all slaves. They got up early and they worshiped and they went to work. It was not a Sabbath day. The Jerusalem Council in Acts 15, when they tried to figure out this early church going to the Gentiles, what is cultural and what is moral? What part has to stay as the gospel moves forward? There's no mention whatsoever of the Sabbath. There's not one New Testament mention or command in the epistles concerning following a Saturday Sabbath. In fact, you'll notice on your notes, Colossians 2, 16 and 17, and Romans 14, 5 and 6 make it clear, the Sabbath principle is to be honored, but there is no specific day that's set. It's a matter of personal faith and conviction. Let me read for you Romans 14. Follow along on your handout. One person thinks that a certain day is more important than others, while someone else thinks that all days are the same. Each one should firmly make up his mind. Whoever thinks highly of a certain day does so in honor of the Lord. And you know what? I have great friends that are Seventh-day Adventist or Seventh-day Baptist who have very strong convictions that they should worship on Saturday. You know what the New Testament teaches? Praise the Lord. Press ahead, brother. Do it on Saturday. Great. For some, Monday. Man, that's the day. We had a Saturday night service at our church. We didn't do it because we were trying to, you know, be innovative or cool. We just did it because we ran out of room. We were doing four services on Sunday. We did one on Saturday. I don't think God cares. In fact, this passage says God doesn't care. The issue is the timeless principle that one out of 7 days is to be honored. It wasn't until 300 years later under the Emperor Constantine that Sunday was made an official day to be observed. And you ready for this? It wasn't until the 8th century that a theology grew up in the church that identified with the state came together that Sunday was viewed as a Sabbath. I mean, we're in the 8th century before Sunday and the Sabbath was ever put together. The reformers, Martin Luther and John Calvin, both refused to identify the Lord's Day and the Sabbath as the same thing. And our common view of Sunday, as you hear people talking about the Christian Sabbath, was not popular until the 17th century under the English Puritan branch of the church and was a strong part of the Westminster Confession. And the Puritans had great theology. And the Puritans did a lot of great things. The Puritans missed it on this one, okay? And guess what they did? Once they said Sunday is the Sabbath, guess what grew up out of that? The same thing as the Pharisees. They came up with a list of rules as long as your arm. And so you had all these kids growing up, you can't do this on Sunday, 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 can't do this on Sunday. If you do this on Sunday, you know, you go to hell. Weird stuff grew up. So guess what happened to the boundary? Instead of being a day, a gift from God to refresh the spirit, renew the soul, rest the body, meet God deeply, have fellowship and get restored so you can walk with him more powerfully the rest of the week, it became a duty, a burden, and an abuse. The enduring principle, however, of 1 out of 7 days for rest and worship and recreation are moral aspects of the fourth commandment and are binding. The believer can choose which day best allows for that to occur, but to honor God and recognize that we must stop from our work, worship deeply in our heart, and refresh our souls and body is a command of the Lord of the church.
Chip Ingram and Living on the Edge, the KCIS Ministry of the Month for July. Hear his program weekday mornings at 11 exclusively on KCIS.
The KCIS Ministry of the Month.